Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care. Feral Audio.
Georgia.
Allie.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween to you as well.
Have you celebrated Halloween yet? I know that it's only the 24th, but I mean, I feel like once it's October 1st, it's game on.
It's pretty exciting. I don't know what I'm going to be yet. Do you for Halloween?
I don't. I feel like everyone's just going to be Pizza Rat this year.
Pizza Rat?
You know that rat that ate the pizza on the subway?
Oh, yeah. That's
I feel cute. Like it's like never a bad time to be Pizza Rat because yeah. You just need to wear a gray hooded sweatshirt and carry a piece of pizza.
Oh, I can do that.
Done.
What were you last year?
I feel like I was working. I feel like we were working or something.
No, I was Glenn Danzig.
Oh, I know what I was. Crying in a hotel room.
That's a funny costume.
I was.
You were slutty crying in a hotel
room. Oh, wait, no, last year, yes. I took my pants and I cut them off into short shorts. We were on the Today Show live last
that
Halloween.
That wasn't last year.
It wasn't?
No.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, was it only
we
last
were Ginger
year?
And Marianne.
We were Ginger and Marianne, and then I came home and it was Glenn Danzig.
Right, you flew home, and then I stayed in the hotel room and cried because I did another shoot the next day, and I went out to dinner with some friends who were who gave me a bunch of like romantic advice, but it was like...
You just got to get out there more, like that shit that you're like, fuck you.
It was, yeah, it was the kind of romantic advice. It was like, you just have to be... us and you're like it's one of those things like when you know
right.
And you know it's just like
you just like you just meet someone you're like yes
right and then you're like that's not advice at all. Anyway, so I went out to I was a third wheel on a date and then I went back to my hotel room and just cried,
just had a nice
just cried
nice cry.
Anyway, so Halloween, so what are you gonna do this year?
This is a solo episode, obviously.
Derp.
We're gonna do Halloween-y shit.
Yeah.
Especially, you guys sent us ghost stories.
Hell yes, you did.
And we appreciate it, and we're going to read them.
Mm-hmm.
And scare the shit out of Allie.
Yeah. Wait, you're saying that as though you're not going to be scared,
I'm going to be scared, but I'm going to pretend I'm not, because I'm a man, damn it.
You're not. Mans can be scared of ghosts, of specters.
Speaking of, what did you learn this week?
Oh, I just learned this last night.
Okay.
I finally went and saw The Martian after reading the book and did a little crying about the book. I just cried.
Is it a cry?
Everything.
Is it a cry book?
It was the kind of cry book where you were like, oh my God, everyone wants to get him off Mars and he doesn't know how much people care about him. And then it was just waterworks, like on an airplane.
I have no interest in seeing that movie, by the way.
You don't have to see it. Okay. It's fine. He's on Mars.
It seems very claustrophobic. It's the same way that like I'll try on a dress in the middle of a store rather than go in a changing room. I don't want to watch a thing about a guy in a changing room for fucking 2.5 hours.
You would hate this movie. It's just the biggest, dustiest changing room. And he's in very constrictive clothing.
Oh, although, absolutely not. No.
You already know this, but can we talk about my changing room experience? Speaking of haunted.
Yes.
Like, I paid $48 to go to a haunted hayride last week, and I had a greater scare for free in a changing room at the mall where I was, Dustin, you're going to love this. I was putting on pants, which is like already a horror show because you're just like, I'm putting on fucking pants.
They're the wrong size.
They're the wrong size, whatever. I look up and guarding the door of the changing room was the biggest cockroach I have ever seen.
Oh my God.
With these antenna that were like, bee dee doo bee dee bee.
They were like scooping you out.
Just checking shit out. I don't know what kind of like FM stations he was getting on that thing. Anyway, so I was like trapped in a changing room and I had to get it around him. And then I didn't buy any of the clothes that I had intended on purchasing.
Oh no. I'm so surprised that you were freaked out and weirded out by a cockroach. I saw you stomp on a cockroach a week ago.
Well, yeah, I killed it.
Yeah.
When do I do that for anything else?
That's true.
If I had to kill a praying mantis, I would I would turn myself into the police, and they'd be like, "We don't care."
They'd be like, "Can we 5150 this girl? What is it called when they
5150
crazy?"
Yeah, when they involuntarily hospitalize you for psychological.
This girl?
Yeah, I forgot what we were talking about. Anyway,
cockroaches are gross.
Martian.
Yeah,
cockroaches.
What did you learn?
Cockroaches in a terrarium.
Fine.
Cool. Cockroaches free range in a dressing room when I'm only in my underpants. Hell no.
Interesting.
So okay. Anyway, I learned that NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is in Pasadena, they make rockets and shit. It was started because a group of students at Caltech accidentally were tinkering and blew some shit up. And they were like, "Can you not do that on campus?" And they're like, "We're going to go to the mountains over nearby."
Nuh-uh.
And so it started in the 1930s because some people were just dicking around. And then they're like, "Just do it over there."
Why did they blow up?
I don't know what they were, what exactly they were tinkering with. Maybe some Diet Coke and some Mentos or something. Okay. But so it became now a rocket laboratory.
So a fuck up and a scolding, you guys, can always turn into something positive.
Yep. Go blow shit up in the mountains.
Blow shit up. Be yourself. Don't hurt anyone.
Don't blow shit up, though.
Wear protective eyewear.
Just don't blow shit up, though.
Don't start a meth lab, please.
Don't start a meth lab. What did you learn?
I learned. Okay, so I started and finished last week listening to this podcast.
Oh, you're into this.
I hate it now, but in the beginning, the first like five episodes of this podcast are fucking fabulous and wonderful, and I'm obsessed. The Black Tapes podcast.
Right, and now you hate it?
Well, it got kind of weirdly. It was about ghosts in the beginning, and then it turned into like demons. And I don't give a shit about demonology. And it was like, it just got stupid. It's basically what it is. It's a podcast. The episodes, it's like a story narrative, the whole thing about this girl who is looking into this guy who is into poltergeists, and they start looking at all the black tapes that he owns, which is the ones that haven't been solved yet. And so the first few episodes are terrifying. Like during the day home alone, I was scared listening to it. Like it was great. And then, but I learned from it. Have you ever heard the thing called the Slender Man?
Yes. He's the man in the forest.
Yeah.
He doesn't eat carbs. Right? That's what's so scary about him.
Yeah.
How do you not eat pita chips?
And you don't hate gluten-free food? It's not gross to you?
I don't know. He's terrifying.
I don't know how he does. He's very thin. It's basically a paranormal apparition that people see in the background of all these photographs. He's dressed in a black suit and like a floating, creepy, tall figure.
He is any collection of two parallel shadows.
Exactly.
Essentially.
And okay. I mean, it's fun. The podcast has something to do with this guy too, so I kind of looked it up and learned more about it. And it's creepy, and you guys should listen to it and look up Slender Man and scare the shit out of yourself.
So what does Slender Man do? Does he just lurk?
He lurks, and I think it's like kills children or something. Okay. He hangs out and kills children. I don't even know. But like there was this thing about these girls in Northern California who said that the Slender Man told them to kill this other girl, and they fucking took her in the forest and stabbed the shit out of her.
I think I recall that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. So I guess if Slenderman just be lurking,
yeah,
you're like, fine. I love that Dustin, in an effort to be quiet, is scooting across my apartment right now like a dog with ringworm on his butt.
I didn't notice. Why is he doing that?
Pinworms, rather. He just scooted just in the background, just Dustin scooting across the carpet.
I didn't see it. That's creepy, that Dustin.
Was the best. It was this most slendery man thing he could have done. but I when I went to the Haunted Hayride, there was a guy on stilts, and everyone was like, Slenderman.
Was that fun?
It was fun. There were three things that you go on. It was, number one, it was $48, but they were
the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
This is the price you pay for not having autumn in Los Angeles. I wasn't paying to sit in a hay bale. I was paying to pretend like it wasn't summer.
Sure.
Because how hot is it today? Like it's 95 degrees?
Like 95 degrees.
And it's today. October 24th. It's crazy. So I brought a sweater. I didn't wear it, but I wanted to. Anyway, it was fine. There were two main mazes that were like pretty good.
Mazes? And
there was like a maze.
Do you go in it by yourself?
You wear a mask, so you have no peripheral vision.
Guess how great a maze sounds to me.
The worst thing ever. Do you know how many germs there are in it for
no,
you?
No, but that's like a bunch. That's like putting a bunch of fucking changing rooms together in a line and like being like, get in there, and you don't know where you are. That sounds awful.
There are probably so many cockroaches in there that weren't part of the exhibit, but mostly it was just unemployed actors.
Okay,
that's the weirdest part. Is like someone comes up to you with a chainsaw, and you're like, the worst thing you can do is have someone with a theater degree and a chainsaw following you around endlessly. And yeah. I just want to stop them and be like, so what do you like? Where do you live? How long have you lived in L.A.?
I want to know what credentials he had that they let him have a wield a chainsaw. I'd be less scared of a guy who actually is a chainsaw murderer, because he probably knows how to use that chainsaw and isn't going to like trip over his own feet into your face with a chainsaw.
Well, they take the chains out of it.
Oh, good. Okay.
You can take the chains off.
You can?
Yeah, but they still make a whole bunch of noise. Anyway, my voice was worse the next day, but it's Halloween.
That's fun.
Should we...
yeah, you guys want to hear...
Do some ghost stories?
Ghost stories. Well, okay, so... Should we do the first one?
Okay, here's the deal. We were like, send us your ghost stories. And we got like five or six things in our inbox that said, ghost story, exclamation point.
Should we have asked Dustin to read
two of them?
I've read two of them.
Read me the favorite of the two you read. Okay. And then I'll read one that neither one of us has read.
I feel like there's going to have to be some heavy editing just for us looking around through first stories. Okay, there was one that I really liked. Let's see here. Hold on.
Do you want me to beatbox in the intro?
Yeah, would you beatbox?
No. I'm so sorry. I'm still in the middle of my classes. I'm not certified yet.
Okay. Oh yeah, here, this one's good. Okay. All right. So, our friend Emily McGill sent this story to us. Thank you so much, Emily. Find her Twitter account. I feel like we should give her a shout out maybe. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to read this to you. During my second semester of college, a couple girlfriends and I decided to rent a house off campus. Boom. Like, it's already going to be scary.
To be honest, I already have goosebumps. And just because I'm like, who gets what shelf in the refrigerator? Like, someone's going to barf in the bathtub.
Someone has a very loud sex.
I know.
At late at night. Fuck roommates. Okay, we selected a house that only people more worried about proximity to parties than living conditions would choose, and endured the wrath of our parents for the choice, but moved in anyways. Great writing skills, Emily. Not long after we moved in, we thought the house had been broken into, but nothing was stolen, and fuck you was written with our fridge magnets was Ooh. Our only proof.
Oh my God, that's so mean.
We wrote it off as a prank, but not long after that, my roommate began to hear singing coming from the attic space late at night. I often heard glass breaking in my closet that didn't have any mirrors and was occasionally woken up by the sound of someone flipping through our magazines when I was the only one there. Allie's got goosebumps.
Ew.
Let's see. I had a vivid dream that our front door was open, only to wake up to find the front door being open.
What?
We had a party one night, and when a friend arrived at the house, he refused to enter the house because of its history.
What? I'm sorry, I'm just gonna keep.
No, it's exciting. It's very what? It's very what? Turns out our house had once been the home of a quote vampire cult that had made national news by driving from Kentucky to Florida and committing violent murder of a member's parent a couple of years before.
No.
Sure enough, when the leaves fell off the trees, we saw several nooses hanging from the limbs and discovered demonic symbols carved into the basement walls.
What? Fuck that. No.
We left the minute our lease was up. Thankfully, the house has since been turned into a parking lot. Love the show. Emily McGill. Emily, you're amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay, there are two things that are tragic about that. Yeah. One, murder. Two, waiting until a lease is up. That's the worst.
Yeah, after knowing that, nooses in the trees.
Worse. Like, I once dated a guy, and, like, I knew 2 months into our living together, I was like, oh, my God, I have 10 more months of this. Like, that, how oppressive. I mean, I think getting murdered is also fucking terrible.
Yeah, but roommates and living with people you don't want to live with. And
nooses in the trees?
Remember when I lived in an apartment that there were drive-by shootings regularly across the street?
And
I broke the fucking lease and was taken to small claims court, and it was a big pain in the ass.
Did you win that case?
I said, I'll give you $500 right now, and then I don't ever want to fucking hear from you again. And I did it, and I left.
Because you were like, I think there are like certain reasonable circumstances where you can break a lease. And I think one of them is demonic possession or your neighbor got shot in the head.
You literally can. And by like, he took me to small claims court after harassing me for months and months. And I was like, you know what? Just stop harassing me and take me to small claims court. And I had done all this research, and we were about to go in and talk to the guy, and I knew I was going to fucking win. And he was like, okay, just give me some money. And I was like, fuck you. And then my dad and I went and ate barbecue.
Well, that's the triumph.
Isn't that sweet that my dad came? I'm a fucking 30-year-old woman, and my dad came with me to court.
I think your parents should always be there for your first lawsuit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really sweet.
I got an email, or I got a text from an ex-boyfriend yesterday saying something about a process server. And I was like, oh no, what happened? Did someone hack your website? And apparently a process server is when someone sues you. I thought he was talking about like a, it's like, oh no, do you have a,
what's he getting sued for?
I don't know. I don't know. He was like, he apparently has to follow up on it. He's like, oh, I got some message from a process server.
And I was
like,
what the fuck that is?
Is that like GoDaddy.com?
That reminds me of like a dot matrix printer.
Right. Process server.
Process serving. Serving process.
I know. I think that's when someone sues you.
Oh, is that when someone goes, hey, is your name Allie Ward? And you're like, yes. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my God, here. And they hang you and you've been served. That's what that is.
Oh, it is?
I think that's what that is when you get served.
Ouch.
And I love the way they trick you. They do it. They're tricking you.
Oh my God, wait a second. Do you have a show on Cooking Channel?
I do. Are you you're Allie Ward, right? Will you sign your autograph here? Absolutely.
What?
Oh God.
I'm getting sued for putting those nooses in the trees in college.
Okay, read me a story.
Okay.
I want to see if I get scared.
All right. I am going to find you one. Okay, I'm going to read this. It's from our gayest fan, says Kaylin Havel.
Can we really clarify that he wrote that?
It says, we're not ghost saying story that. From your gayest fan.
Which I'm in love with already.
And his picture on Google, he's adorable. Okay.
I wish we could have a contest, a gayest fan contest.
So he says, greetings from a Canadian homo. And
I love him.
We already love him. And he says, first, let me say, I do not believe in ghosts. Number one. Number two, they definitely exist and they're fucking dicks. All right, Kaylin, we like you. Okay, so his ghost story. He moved into a new apartment last year and it was a mess. The previous tenants were filthy garbage monsters and left a lot of stuff behind. I thought I had thrown all of it out and cleaned the entire apartment before moving my stuff in.
Wait, isn't your fucking landlord supposed to do that?
Well, right. Right.
I guess Canada. It's different in Canada.
It might be. I didn't think there was a single garbage monster in Canada.
I know. I thought everyone was clean.
I thought everyone just flossed. Okay. I spent the whole day cleaning with my headphones in, but I kept hearing something just under the music. Never words, just sounds. A person making sounds. Grunting, shouting, but whenever I take my earbuds out, the sounds would stop.
What?
So I said to myself, I said, he actually wrote it this way. I said to myself, I said, self, it's just neighbors. It's very loud neighbors. I was exhausted and nasty from cleaning all day, so I took out the headphones and decided to finish unpacking only the absolute necessities. Toothbrush, flat iron, bong.
I need the sitcom.
Yeah,
stat.
He really does. I took the toothbrush and flat iron into the bathroom, and I went to put the flat iron away under the bathroom sink. He noticed a small plastic container getting all dusty and disgusting. So he bent down, he reached in, grabbed the container, and then the noise started again, but this time it sounded more like words.
No!
Still garbled, but words.
No!
I jerked back up, terrified, which is when, through the mirror, I noticed a shadow in the bathroom doorway.
No!
The shadow was in the shape of a man.
No!
That is, until I ran screaming right through it, and it dissipated.
I'm vomiting.
I have the goosebumps.
I'm crying and vomiting at the same time.
Oh, God. At first, I thought I was just high. But then I was like, I'm always high, but I'm not always running around screaming and busting through ghosts. So later, after I had convinced myself it was all an elaborate mind fuck, I remembered about the plastic container. I grabbed it from under the sink. And looked inside. I guess we know why he was fucking mumbling. Because it had that fucker's teeth.
Oh my God. No, no.
He had that fucking fucker's teeth. The box contained his disgusting yellow dentures. He burned the dentures and cleaned the apartment because he's pretty sure that's how ghosts work on TV. And since that night, the only shady men to darken my doorway are the ones I meet on Grindr.
Can you look at me right now? I'm like, this was
teeth.
Everything about this was fucking terrifying.
No.
That was the best fucking ghost story. What's his name again?
Kaylin Havel. Kaylin, we should probably just edit out his last name just in case he doesn't want all of his business all over the podcast internet.
Are we supposed to like shout these people out on Twitter? Do they give us a Twitter name?
I don't know
how we do this. They
well,
gave us
maybe
last...
we'll maybe in our tweets we'll say. Blah,
thank
blah, blah,
you,
blah,
this
blah.
Person, this person. Yeah. Okay. So look for our tweets.
Okay.
That was just the best story. Like that seemed like a fake story because his teeth and he was mumbling.
I mean,
and he was in the mirror. Like, even I don't believe in ghosts, but the mirror, nighttime mirror thing. I won't look in a mirror at night. I mean, I look like shit.
I just turn into a scared horse when I read these things.
Do it again.
This is the worst.
I have an audio of a ghost story that Allie hasn't heard yet.
I got the clammiest hands.
I'm so nervous, scared.
How long is it?
Let me see here.
Couple mins.
Do you want to hear a ghost story that I got on?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I recorded this one. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. It's 2 minutes and 51 seconds.
All right. State your name for the record.
Jana Rosbach.
Okay. Are you ready to tell us a ghost story?
Yeah.
All right. I'm recording this without Allie here because I'm going to surprise scare the crap out of her with this. Okay.
Okay. So I was in San Antonio for a work trip, and I know when people talk about ghost stories and like they might
tell us a ghost story.
Yeah.
All right. I'm recording this without Allie here because I'm going to surprise scare the crap out of her with this. Okay.
Okay. So I was in San Antonio for a work trip, and I know when people talk about ghost stories and like they might think they maybe had experience. I for sure had an experience and it's terrifying. So I was in San Antonio for a work trip, staying at the Omni Hotel, went down there like, I was with, a group of agriculture men, so like big, burly, like Southern guys. And anyway, so we're at the conference and the first night there, I go to bed and I wake up in the middle of the night and I had slept with a nightlight on in the bathroom because I'm like that. Anyway, I woke up and saw a little boy sitting at the end of my bed. I'm not kidding. And I freaked out and I was like, oh my God, oh my God, I must be going crazy. I'm going crazy. Like, I didn't see that. Anyway, so then I turned the TV, I set the TV on and the nightlight because I was terrified. I was like, can't believe I just saw that. So the next day, I'm talking to some of these guys I work with and they're like, I didn't sleep well. And they were like, I kept hearing like running down the stairs. And this other guy was like, I thought I heard like little boys laughing. So I go and I Google our hotel.
Find out
it was a boarding school for young boys. So then I am like, I can't even like, I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna stay in this hotel. Yeah. So I go down and I ask the front desk, I go, this is really crazy, but like, can you tell me if this hotel's haunted? And they're like, oh yes, no, it is. And then that's why they pointed out to me in the lobby of the hotel, they had set up like a little, what do you call it? Like altar with like all like the Catholic candles and whatever.
Wow.
She's like, cause we constantly pray for like the spirits of the little boys, like to leave
our guests alone.
So yeah. So we like, I mean, these were like people who like grown men that were terrified. Like we all heard the same thing and hadn't even talked about it.
What did the kid look like?
It was a little boy with like short dark hair, like an old school, like old school little like bowly cut.
Was he sitting staring at you?
He was sitting at the end of the bed, like sitting and turned with like his head turned towards me and like the short around. Little like knicker like shorts and the socks and the shoes. Yep.
Holy crap.
I've never again.
Tell us where it is again.
It's the in San Antonio and it's the Omni Hotel.
Never going there.
Never going
where
there.
Where can everyone find you? Just plug your shit.
They can find me at JVogel10 on Instagram.
Thank you for telling me. Allie's going to freak out when she hears this. I love it.
About
it. So that was a story from our friend Jana.
No.
Allie, how do you feel about
no.
that?
No.
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 The only thing worse than a bunch of screaming little boys are dead ones. It won't leave. That's like babysitting a horde of tiny, undead, scary things that pick their nose.
Yeah.
I can't deal with it. That's so terrifying. Was there, at the boarding school, did they exterminate the kids or something?
You got to figure that, like, at every boarding school before, like, 1970, like, at least one kid a year was killed.
Oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
Like, at least one kid a year died with suspicious circumstances.
Hold on, I'm looking up.
Like, not even one kid a year. I'm talking, like, probably one a
month.
Oh,
my God, are you kidding? Just the ones that would probably, like... like accidentally eat borax or something.
Right.
I actually don't even know if borax can kill you. I gotta look into that.
That's a good question. Maybe they died of like influenza, but like they had been beaten so severely before that they were like, I'm gonna hunt the shit out of this place.
No,
you know what I mean? Like they didn't even get killed. They just got like,
God. Okay,
trauma.
I may or may not be looking it up.
Look at that.
Omni. Oh, yep, haunted. Like a million things.
What does it say?
Up.
What does it say?
It just Texas hauntings. Oh, a man committed suicide from jumping there, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm just very, very, like, just skimming.
Lightly Googling.
Oh,
all right, read me one.
Oh, I can't. I can't. The fact also that there's like an altar, like we just, you know,
yeah,
one of our, you know, the groundskeeper just waters the plants and prays for the spirits to go away, and you know, just upkeep, you know, just just normal upkeep.
Have you ever seen a ghost? Have you ever been haunted? You've never. Well,
I went to this hotel in Prescott, Arizona, that was supposedly haunted, and they were like, it was known to be haunted, and there were some weird shadows and stuff, but I was also petrified going into it. So like anything, and like my, I thought I heard my door click, and then I went up to it and it was unlocked, but it was, the hotel room had two doors and it wasn't the one that I was, that had gone into. But so I was, and then my producer was there. I feel, I don't know if I told the story on this podcast before, but my producer was in another room, and like her phone all of a sudden started playing Pandora.
What?
Which I was like, I guess ghosts love Kesha or something. Oh, okay. All right. So this is from John Worster. Oh, his email address has something to do with bug nuts. So I'm already into him. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Ali and Georgia. Sup, John? Okay. My ghost story took place when I was working on furnaces during one winter night. I went on a call.
Already spooky.
I know.
Like, the spooky is
spooky. Ugh, the carbon monoxide. Okay. So I went on a call where they didn't have any heat. I was in the basement working on the furnace, and I found the wires from the thermostat had been cut above the furnace on the floor joist. So that's one thing we learned. There's something called a floor joist.
Yeah.
I got the customer and showed him what I'd found, and the wires weren't easy to get to, and they couldn't easily be seen. So the customer swore to me that he hadn't cut the wires. So while I was repairing the wires, the customer started telling me about what else had been going on in his basement. His wife had put a load of laundry in the washer, and when she came back down to take out the clothes, she found that all of the knobs on the washer had been taken off and were missing.
Basements, you guys.
Holy shit.
The lights in the basement would go on and off for no reason. The customer told me that someone had died in the basement of the house, and he thought that the ghost of the person who had died was the one who cut the wires to the furnace and caused the other mischief in the basement.
Okay, and like, when you see an apparition, you're just like, whatever, but when there's shit missing,
right?
That's fucking bananas.
Because that means they can punch you.
Totally, they can, like, punch you.
Y'all can cut a wire? Like, you could punch me in the noggin.
You could stab me.
You could hell of stab me. If you can wield scissors to cut wires, you
can
stab me.
But maybe they're just like, no, I'm just fucking around, dude. I don't want to kill you. I just want to fuck with you a little bit. Like, let it be known. I want to, like, just twist your knob, you know?
Just a knob twister.
I'm just a knob twister.
I'm just a ghostly knob twister. He's like, you know what? I twisted knobs in life. I do it in death.
Hey, man. You got to stay true.
I don't... I think it's a prank if you're alive.
Uh-huh.
And it's a haunting if you're dead.
Okay, read the rest. Was that
okay,
it?
He said he finished repairing the furnace as fast as he could. He got out of there. He never went back.
Yeah, new. Can you? I mean, like, just the thought of having a basement and having to go down there at night sounds fucking terrifying.
I know. How often do we complain about having to go to laundromats because we live in apartments?
Oh, I'd rather go to a laundromat than to a basement.
I have to go into the basement. Into
yeah,
my laundromat.
You have a scary one.
Oh, I lived in that apartment building. I lived in an apartment building on Franklin Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Across from Gelson's in Los Angeles.
Beautiful building.
Beautiful old place. Apparently, it was in Swingers.
Oh.
But I moved in, and I found out after I lived there for a while.
I forgot about this.
That the woman had been killed and strangled in the elevator. And I never took the elevator as long as I lived there. I was just like, elevator.
I always thought about her.
Hard pass.
What a bummer, dude. Like,
but every time I went to the basement, there was a big, huge boiler down there, and it was super hella spooky. And I would be up all night working on deadlines and drinking yerba mate and stuff. And it was impossible. Every time I'd change laundry, I'd be like, strangle lady in the basement.
Yeah.
Every time.
In the basement or in the elevator?
Well, I think in the elevator.
Okay.
But so, still. But you know, to get to the basement.
Well, I was scared of my old Hollywood creepy basement because there was a back door and a fucking person could come in and murder you. But I guess a ghost could be there too.
Oh, wait a second.
What?
I'm just looking at, I was looking up San Antonio Omni, and there's like, there are headlines that are like, woman's body found.
What?
I just am like, what's happening here? Oh, this is just super interesting. A woman's body was found early Thursday in the courtyard area of the Omni. In San Antonio.
Like this week?
No, this was like last year.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know the woman at the Cecil Hotel?
Yes.
So there was this woman at the Cecil Hotel like 2 or 3 years ago.
It's a downtown LA hotel. It's Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, had stayed there for a while. Mm-hmm. A couple people have committed suicide. Like, it's a creepy fucking...
So haunted.
Shitty, like, what's it called, where they live?
Like a hostel almost, yeah. But not really.
Yeah.
But there was this woman named Elise Lamb who stayed there. She was Canadian. She was traveling by herself.
I just actually recently did a ton of research on this.
You did?
By research, I mean I was up all night reading like Reddit forums about it.
That's research. That's fine.
Okay.
I feel like if it's not to a commercial end, it's dicking around. But mm-hmm. if it's to a commercial end, maybe it's research.
What's a commercial end?
Well, you know, like if you're researching something for a project, oh, okay. or this is a project.
It's a project.
So we'll call it research.
Well, you guys know that video of that girl in the elevator? It's like security camera footage of this girl fucking around in an elevator, and like ever, and she like later gets found in the water tower
dead.
And the worst part, which I think is the worst part,
what's worse than being found dead in a water
having
tower?
Having had drink in that fucking water for the past 2 weeks.
Having drink in that water.
Those motherfuckers staying in that hotel were like, hey, the water pressure kind of sucks. And they're like, it was 2 weeks later, and like, oh, whoops, sorry, there is a body coming out of your water. Is like, you've been showering.
They were like, hey, concierge, what's up? It's room 404. Yeah. Not a lot of water pressure. And they're like, we'll check it out. And they're like, oh, there's a corpse in the tank.
Well, the weird thing about it is, everything is weird about it.
It gets weirder, though. What? There was a movie called Dark Water.
Oh, I know. It's the same fucking thing.
That came out before, and she was dressed in the exact same outfit as one of the characters in Dark Water. And
don't watch. The Japanese version is so much better than the American
Dark
version.
Dark Water? Yeah. Well, also one of the characters was named Cecilia in it.
Shut up.
And it was at the Cecil Hotel.
Did you know that there was also a test for tuberculosis going, because it was in the camp town. What's it called around there?
Camp Town Races? Sing camp the song? Races. It's called Duda. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Can we be serious for a minute?
I'm talking about
a dead girl.
Talking about a murder.
Well, anyways, what is it called? The camp town, 10 cities? Where homeless people...
Oh,
homeless,
Hoovervilles.
Homeless encampment. That's really where like all the homeless people live down there in that area.
Oh, right.
So they were doing a tuberculosis test in that area, and the test was called Lam Elise. L-A-M Elise.
Why was it called that?
That's just the name of it.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, everything's a huge farce.
And so here's what they're also saying, that they think she killed herself, but the clothes she was wearing in the elevator and that they found her in were like men's clothes, not her own clothes.
Wait, but she was wearing a skirt.
No, it was, if you look closer, it's shorts. It's like men's shorts and a hoodie. And I guess she was super fashion forward.
No.
Yeah. And then...
Just the idea that she disappeared wearing men's swim trunks is like horror upon horror.
I know, right? And then that also her clothes were in the water tank, but not on her.
Oh my God, you're right. Lam Elise was the name of the TB test.
Right?
Oh my, what's life?
What is life?
What is life?
I'm talking to my new psychologist, about life and how I have I don't have quality because how the fuck does this, are you kidding me? This is all fake.
Do you have solipsistic tendencies? Do you know what that means?
No. I don't have polyps. Do I have polyps?
Do you have colon polyps? solipsism is when you have a suspicion that none of the world really exists except for you and everything is just like a woo.
I don't want to be that. I'm not that narcissistic that I think I'm the only thing. I don't think
this is just a dream and you're the only one experiencing it.
I think we're all I don't think I'm the only one experiencing it, right. But I think that, yeah, this is all absolutely bullshit. Absolutely.
Let's say someone had like a supercomputer and they're like, oh my God, you guys, everything's a crock of shit.
Yeah.
This is like, there's a bazillion dimensions. This is just one of them.
I think we're all living in our own and maybe we all experience it differently. I don't think you're talking to me so I can have this experience. I think you're mm-hmm. talking to me because you're having this experience.
Right.
And Dustin's sitting here watching this for his experience, not mine. But I don't think we're... Does that make sense?
Is anything real?
No.
Nothing's...
No.
That's like a no, as though I were like, is Trump going to win? No. Is this real? No.
Well, it's this thing where it's like, you know, they say that the most obvious answer is probably the correct one.
Right.
The obvious answer of like, we're sitting on this planet and there are many other planets and all these things happen and it's been millions of years and we're here at this place because there's a podcast. You're like,
right.
That's not the obvious answer. The obvious answer is it's all fake.
Yeah.
That seems like the more obvious answer.
Oh, what if it's all a dream?
It probably is. Well, I love that Douglas Adams says that that the moment we find out what the point of the universe is, it's going to go away and get replaced by something even more weird. And then some say that's already happened, is what he says, which
I
just love.
Did the Industrial Revolution bring that on? Or iPhones? Or
which part?
Things getting weirder.
You know, the universe is going to go away and it's going to get replaced by something even weirder. And maybe that's already happened, which I think is fucking hilarious.
Oh, no.
No, it's charming. It's great. It's so funny that this... It's the Matrix. Everything's the Matrix.
Well, there's so many galaxies.
Yeah.
And there's so many planets. And there's so many stars. What's some bebop and green skin alien talking about over in Durkenstein?
Why is he bebopping? I think you're thinking of Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, maybe.
That was a good show.
Do we want to hear one more?
Sure.
Okay, this is from a guy named Stephen Ray Morris. He's an LA local. He's come to a couple of our shows.
He is so cool. He has a cat podcast. Check it out.
Yeah, he wrote about us for Yay LA. Mm-hmm. So he says, "Hi, Ellie and Georgia. Here's my ghost story about the time I went to this creepy diner on the way back from Vegas. Enjoy." Okay.
Settling we will. In. Here we go.
So back in high school, my father took my sister and I one January to see Cirque du Soleil.
Cute.
It was the Beatles one. He puts that in quotes, so it's probably got a name. I think it's called Love. Anyway.
The Beatles one.
So needless to say, I was pretty stoked and it was great. It was also the same trip I discovered Jenny Lewis listening to More Adventures for the first time ever. So I was in high spirits. As we made our way back to California, until my pops, always a fan of novelty and ironic entertainment and making my sister and I suffer, thought it would be funny to stop at a lonesome-looking diner on the side of the road.
Love it.
Named Peggy Sue's. It looked abandoned to me, but my father forced us to go anyway. I just got back from driving to Vegas, and I saw this, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, what's that? Okay. Inside, Peggy Sue's looked exactly like you would expect. A trash heap of 1950s ephemera and Happy Days leftovers.
I hate that shit so much.
You do?
I really hate that look.
You hate the 50s shit.
I hate the quote 50s shit, because it's not real. It's not what it looked like.
Right. Stuff made to look like 1950s, but it's made out of plastic.
I don't... That's the look of the 1950s.
Right.
I don't think it's true.
Right.
And it's annoying.
Okay.
How do you feel?
I'm new. Don't care. Johnny Rockets.
Okay.
All I can say is Johnny Rockets.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So Coca-Cola posters splayed all over the walls. Something felt absolutely off from the moment we stepped inside. A waitress, all dressed in sock hop style dresses. They were all decrepit and old, almost if they've worked there since the 50s. The place had a few customers, but everything felt like molasses to me, as if time ran slower here. So while I ate the sub Denny's level breakfast, an old man in the booth down from us, looking like death himself, wouldn't take his eyes off me the entire time.
Okay.
And I definitely felt a strange energy and vibe all around me. I ate as quickly as I possibly could.
Pedophile.
Toads. he stood up, no pants. Oh, is this a ghost story?
It's a ghost boner. He had a ghost boner because he couldn't get a boner anymore. It's just the ghost of his boner.
Viagra. Okay, so that's not his story. Okay, so
I don't think this is the first time we've mentioned ghost boners on this podcast, by the way.
I think we've talked about ghost humpings.
Pretty sure we talked about ghost boners.
Dude, if I were a ghost, there'd be no pants. I would just be like, I'm free as the breeze, because I am the breeze. Okay, so ate quickly, as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. My sister and I tried to hurry my pops along too, but he thought it was all a joke. He was laughing more and more as we got more uneasy and anxious.
I love dads.
Fucking dads.
Dads are the best.
Dads don't have anything coming out of any orifices in their body, yet they are the tormentors.
Oh.
Like, dads don't have to birth the kids.
They just get to be themselves around them.
Right. But then on top of it, they get to tease you and make things terrible.
Oh, dad.
Dads are so lucky. Okay. I decided to go to the bathroom before we left because I didn't know when the next stop would be.
Mm-hmm.
As I ventured deeper into the bowels of the Peggy Sue's, I started to grow even more afraid. I was alone in the turquoise and red-lined bathroom, but it felt like someone was watching me the whole time. Even thinking about it now gives me chills. I half expected, as we drove away, for the place to vanish like a mirage in the desert, or while we stopped for gas later on the journey, if I brought up the diner to an attendant, they'd exclaim, "Peggy Sue's, that place burned down 20 years ago!" So that's his story. He says, "I'm sure other people have gone to Peggy Sue's on the way to Vegas. Has anyone felt the same way as I did that day?" So essentially, he didn't see a ghost.
Come on, Steven.
But he saw someone who, I guess, looked really wrinkly.
Probably.
So that's a horror show in itself.
He ghost was like, boner.
"I saw a guy who has never moisturized." We're like, that's awful.
Okay, let's read one more.
Okay, that was pretty good. But if anyone has any Peggy Sue's diner stuff on the way to Vegas, I also feel like that is where... No one goes to Peggy Sue's on the way to Vegas because everyone's like, oh, fuck, I brought snacks in the car and I'm going to eat at the buffet.
Who wants a fucking gross egg from there?
Right. I don't want one. I don't want two eggs. You stop there on the way back after your soul is broken. You know what I mean?
Yes. After, like, I don't have money for a cheeseburger.
Exactly.
At fucking here, so I'm going to go here. All right. Let's see. One more. Let me look.
Shannon, spells her name with a Y. What the
Shannon.
Fuck?
Why, Shannon?
Why would you do that? Okay, Shannon. You read Shannon's, right, and then we'll go to fuck that.
Okay. So Shannon Warwick. Okay, this isn't like so creepy of a story, but my boyfriend and I moved into a new apartment a few months ago, and some weird things have been happening. Like the toilet flushes on its own in the middle of the night, and I always wake up, but my boyfriend never does, so he thinks I'm crazy.
Well...
The dresser drawers randomly open.
That's a hell no for me.
That's a creepy story.
Yeah. Why is she like, it's not that creepy. Shit just moves on its own.
Just get the fuck out of your house.
Yeah, you need to burn your house down.
It turns out that the only solution is that you burn your house down. Get renter's insurance before you do that,
though. Right. There's actually a clause that if your drawers open, you can burn the place down.
Right.
Yeah.
This is what renter's insurance is for.
Just do some JPL experiments in your apartment.
And make some meth and burn that shit. Okay. Doors open and close. It's so weird. Also, we have a dog who's super chilled all the time, but since we moved into this apartment, she's been randomly barking at nothing and acting really weird. I don't even know if I totally believe in ghosts, but I'm totally open to the idea that maybe I don't know everything.
No.
I try to describe it as an unfamiliar vibe that I feel in the apartment. My boyfriend thinks it's hilarious and no big deal. Oh my God. That's like how he gets killed first.
Right. Don't let him gaslight you, girl.
He is going to get killed first by the ghost.
Absolutely. He's going to be like, I'll go down in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, honey, I'm so scared. Yeah. We know how this goes. Doesn't feel creepy or threatening, just like something is here. I've half jokingly referred to it as our roommate because it drives my boyfriend crazy. What do you think about all this?
I think it sucks,
dude. I think that's the right attitude, though, because I think ghosts come to you when you're like, they probably think it's funny to fuck with people who are scared, and if you're like, this is cool, then they don't.
I seriously am going to strain.
Do you want to see, like, if you had a choice between, like, would you, like, one time, Allie? I think
no.
I would.
No. No.
Why?
No. I don't need to see an open heart surgery.
Don't you want proof?
I know they exist.
Well, they exist because it's actually happened.
Well, that's true, but that's science. I'm just saying, shit's mystical. Uh-huh. We don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. Don't fuck with shit.
I'm open to the fact that right now there's a poltergeist rubbing its genitals on me.
I guess it would be disappointing both ways to be like, it doesn't exist or it definitely does. Because then it's like, this, you have this knowledge that you don't want.
If you had the option, let's say you did.
Okay.
You went to a haunted house maze and you died.
I just don't want to do it.
Right.
Oh, would I haunt?
Well, and then you got to a place where they're like, welcome, Georgia Hardstark. It was like a nice waiting room. And they were like, you have the option of doing some pranks, also known as hauntings, or...
My ticket to heaven is to prank some people?
Like, if you could spend, like, say, the equivalent of your lifetime that was on Earth, pranking people on Earth as a ghost, or you could go straight to, like, a medium boring afterlife.
Do I know it's medium boring?
Yeah, they're like, it's medium boring.
What kind of boring are we talking?
Like, if you went to a
like
spa.
Like, nothing's on TV.
Sure, but you're watching TV, so it's not the worst thing that's ever happened. But there's nothing on.
Can I have a good book?
No.
I have the same book. I have one book.
You have one book.
Oh, that sounds shitty.
No, but it's like, you know, if you went to a spa and you were at the spa for like 4 hours.
I don't even
know
why I'm discussing this. I would prank. I don't even care if it's a good level. Like, just a little bit boring.
Would you prank me if I were still alive?
If you want me to?
I bet you would.
You know, did you and your sisters ever do that thing when you were little? Like, we fucking pinky swore each other that if one of us died, we would haunt the other one.
Yeah, we would be, yes.
We promised each other.
Which is such a morbid conversation to have at 6 to be like, listen, if something takes me out.
You fucking swear to God you'll come back. I swear to God
I'll
come back.
I'll come back and I'll be like, shit sucks, man.
Yeah, I will
whatever.
Come haunt you.
Yeah, no. If you haunt me, I would appreciate it if you... would not rub your genitals on
me. You know,
me.
I'll let you know it's me, so it's, like, funny. Like, it won't be scary, because it'll be like, oh, well,
you're
that's
just
Georgia.
You're just going to fart? You're just going to be a farting ghost?
Yeah, that's how you're going to know it's me. I'm going to fart, and I'm gonna go shopping with you and pick out clothes that would look good on you. I'm going to, like, have...
No.
There's going to be, like, a really cute blouse floating. You're like, wear this. Oh, let's try that.
What if you just are like, I kept finding these empty cans of garbanzo beans in the kitchen. And started smelling bad. It's like Georgia.
Well, if you were haunting me, it would just be empty cans of smoked oysters everywhere.
I love a smoked oyster.
Smoked oyster.
All right. Well, fuck that.
Well, the Camptown lady ghosts. Has stopped saying. Let's.
What
how was that?
Hate?
Did we do okay?
What did you hate? Let's fuck that.
Let's say fuck
we
that.
We can't not fuck that.
No, we're doing fuck that.
Okay.
I just mean in general. That was an okay one. Let us know. Tell us you hate us.
Happy Halloween, you guys.
Happy Halloween.
We're not going to leave you quite yet, though. Let's do fuck that. What do you hate? What do you hate? What do you hate?
What did
you just hate before?
I was just yelling, and you were like, write that down.
Here's the thing is we come on... Georgia is a champion at... A champion... She's a critical thinker.
I hate everything.
And as soon as we get microphones in our hands, she can't think of a thing that she hates.
You know what? I'm a pessimistic optimist.
Right. I just think that you have like annoyance amnesia as soon as you're right on a microphone.
I think I just hate everything so much. Okay, well, I was just bitching about how fucking stupid pumpkin spice shit is. Because right. There's no pumpkin in this. It's right. The spices that would go into pumpkin pie.
Right. It's pumpkin adjacent.
You need to call spice. It just spice.
Right.
It's not pumpkin spice.
I hear you. Pumpkin and I'm with you.
Pumpkin spice is like you think you're going to get some fiber because there's pumpkin in it.
I know.
There's no fucking pumpkin in
there's
it.
There's no beta carotene in this nutmeg, motherfuckers.
Bull. Yeah.
There might be, but I don't know.
They're giving you a latte with fucking nutmeg and cinnamon and what else? Clove.
I have a question. What if there are three pumps of pumpkin flavored syrup?
What is pumpkin? Pumpkin flavor is gross.
Squash.
Yeah. That's the bowl. That's the thing.
Can I get a zucchini latte?
Yeah. Like when it's a pumpkin spice cookie, I want there to be pumpkin in it.
There better be pumpkin
in it. I don't want squash flavored pump in my latte. Want it.
Can I get two pumps of squash?
Of squash.
Can I get a spaghetti squash iced tea? Fuck
right?
you. Can I get a mocha that's made out of eggplant?
Can I get a gourd iced tea? Can I get a gourd latte?
Would you ever have a Szechuan latte? Like a Szechuan peppercorn latte?
Yeah. That'd be like what's it called? Chai?
A chai. I am going to, if anyone's making chai tea at home, grind up a couple peppercorns
absolutely
in there.
Absolutely.
Fucking delicious.
Just take your shitty at-home pepper and give it a little.
Give it a little.
What do you? So that's what I hate with all my fucking being. What do you hate?
I hate my bangs on Unique Sweets, man.
Oh, you cut those yourself, right? Yeah, I forgot about that.
I sure did. I had a moment. I had a moment of freedom where I was like, no one owns me.
You know what I did that with yesterday? Is my fucking eyebrows. I overplucked. Look at them. They're so thin now.
No, they look fine. Your eyebrows always look on point. But the first three episodes of Unique Sweets, which air Sunday on Cooking Channel at 10 o'clock Pacific and 10
I think your only mistake is that you went too far towards your temple. You know what I'm saying?
I sure did.
They went, like, you could have kept going and it would have been a bowl cut. It's like half a bowl cut.
I don't know what I was thinking.
That was the only problem with
it. But you know what? All of the humiliation of a couple months of growing them out, was it worth that moment of bliss and freedom? It kind of was.
Was it? Good
it kind of was. It was kind of, it felt, cutting your own bangs feels like riding a bicycle with no hands for a minute.
Now you know.
And the repercussions can be lasting, but that moment where it's just you and the wind.
And then you're left with a cool scar, or in your case, televised proof.
Right.
Of your bangs.
I see pictures or I watch the episode and I was like, well, I have to turn this off. I was like, who is that? Who's that with my voice?
I totally forgot that you did that. What are you?
So that's one thing I hate. That's a really stupid thing I hate, to hate one part of your own body.
That's fair.
But whatever.
What I'm going to love, I don't think I've talked about this before yet.
And I hate it when I can't remember if we've talked about it before.
I hate that too.
My next love is that. Continue.
We have to assume that nobody listens to more than one of these without ever listening again.
That's a great idea. We're Schmally and Gorgia.
Yeah. The thing I love, I don't think I've mentioned this, but on the podcast, it's another podcast. I know I opened with a podcast. I'm ending with a podcast. Last podcast on the left.
Right.
Left.
Right. Right.
Left.
Correct.
Last podcast on the left, I don't think I've mentioned it, is this fucking incredible podcast by these three New York comedians. Mm-hmm. And it's all conspiracy theories stuff, and it's all like true crime. Right now they're doing a whole magic one, like talking about and they just get into the history of all these things, and they're fucking hilarious, but they're also like so passionate and into it. It's just a really fun podcast. May I suggest starting with the two-part JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh.
Or the three-part 9/11.
So many basement deaths.
I know. The three-part 9/11.
Right.
I've never laughed so hard at 9/11. And I mean, Dustin's fucking tweet or Facebook post on 9/11 was my favorite thing. What did she write? You wrote, worst 9/11 ever.
On point, Dustin. On
that
point.
That was amazing.
On point. Interestingly enough, I cut my bangs really severely on 9/10/2001.
That's right.
And it was the worst thing about my day. And then the next day 9/11 happened and I forgot about my bangs. So bringing it all together. So last podcast on the left, the three-part 9/11. I mean, do they just say like Bush did it? Or
what they do is for everything.
I'm kidding,
I know. Well, yeah. They just, for every episode, they give all of the theories.
Right. But they don't go down. They don't say that one is right. Like
at the end, they're like, yeah, that's probably like, you can tell which ones they think are right. And then they like, they take it very unseriously. This isn't like a critical thinking podcast.
The 9/11 one sounds like a laugh riot.
I was walking around New York listening to it laughing out loud. No. And I was so ashamed of myself.
You know what this is, you guys? This is hashtag healing. This is us healing. This is part of the process.
So listen to that. Tell them we sent you because I want
them to know that you exist.
I want them to be on the podcast.
All anyone wants in life is know I exist, number one.
Right.
B, bonus lightning.
I want them to listen to our podcast.
Isn't that interesting, though, that if you boil... Yeah, please listen to our podcast, guys, from that podcast.
Vince knows them. I'm going to tell him to tell...
Give a little shout out.
Yeah.
Send him a text.
Yeah.
All anyone wants is to know is to have people know they exist and like them.
That's so
true. If you think about it, everything you do.
That's true.
Just know I exist, number one. Bonus like me.
It's really frustrating when you want that and you're like... But they would think I'm so fucking cool if they knew me, and they don't know me. So you desperately act like a not cool person to get them to know you. Then they think you're weird. They know you, and you're the crazy person.
It's the worst. It's, the people that the highest stakes, you were the lamest around.
Yeah.
What? Life. Is this
circle of life.
Nothing's real.
The thing about it is, and it's so great, is that nothing exists and nothing is real, and everything is a figment of your imagination, and so you can control it all.
Including your bangs, you guys. Cut them. They're not real. One thing I like a lot is the show called Crazy Ex on the CW.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Bloom is a UCB LA person. Our friend Catherine Burns, we talk about all the time, choreographed it. And I hate musicals. I hate musicals.
She's got some fun. What's the one that was just about getting ready?
The Crazy Getting Ready song.
Oh, my God.
Or the Sexy Getting Ready song.
The Sexy Getting Ready song. Go watch this video.
But this show, it's like a musical, but it's kind of like Flight of the Conchords-y, yes. But it's also kind of feminist.
Very.
But she's not super crazy in it. She's a little obsessed, but she's a lawyer.
We've all been through.
It's painfully relatable in some aspects.
Yeah.
But it's really, really funny, and the humor is like just pretty, it's pretty dark. And the musical numbers are actually not nauseating, which is, for me, if, like a sincere musical?
No.
Nope. Hell no.
Nope.
No, 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 no,
no. No, no, no.
But a fake, funny, like, dirty, weird musical? Very, anyway, so Crazy Ex, it's on
is
Monday
Is it Crazy
night.
Ex-Girlfriend?
My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Is it just called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
Crazy. There's billboards everywhere on Earth for it, but it's Monday nights on the CW.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
And I have, like, a standing thing where I'm like, oh, it's Monday night. I get to go watch that
How
show.
Fun.
I'm the same way with Last Man on Earth. I'm like, oh, it's Sunday night.
I don't think it's that good anymore.
I like it still.
I know. I'm going to keep watching it because I'm in love with Kristen Schaal.
I know. I saw Kristen Schaal out and about in Atwater Village, and people were asking to take pictures with her.
Did she say hi to you?
No, I didn't make eye contact because I didn't want to be the fourth person in the one sandwich shop to be like, can you please know I exist and like me?
She does know us, though. That's the crazy thing.
That is
thing.
True.
We've been to
that
parties and she's like, hi, Georgia. And I'm like,
I didn't want to.
And I'm just weird around. Yeah.
I couldn't.
I want her to know I exist and I'm a fucking weirdo.
I want her to like me.
Right.
That's all. You guys, thank you for knowing that we exist.
Thanks for knowing we exist.
And thanks for liking us.
Subscribe, rate, review, all this stuff.
We actually read the reviews on iTunes. Text a friend and say, do you listen to this podcast? Yeah. It's so dumb.
You'll
hate
it. They talk about ghost boners. If you have any ghost stories that you're like, mine is better, email them to us. Maybe we'll have another episode.
I know. I think people like to be terrified and question their own existence.
We're at ALIE and Georgia at Gmail. And we're that all over the place.
All over the goddamn place.
All over your ghost boner.
You guys, happy Halloween.
Send us a ghost boner. A ghost stick pic.
Send us a picture of your ephemeral ghost stick.
Hey, thanks for listening. Go to feralaudio.com and listen to all the other awesome podcasts there and tell them that you love us.
Yep.
Bye. Happy Halloween.